Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Go loud.
Hello, I'm Louise Cooney and you're very welcome back to Open Book. As you may know by now, I'm doing kind of a roundup of season three of some of my favourite moments, talking moments from some of the episodes. We had the amazing Stephanie Preissner, who's one of my good friends, on early in the season, and she's now starring and wrote The Walsh Sisters, which is on RTE. I don't know if any of you are watching, but it's so good. And she's also been diagnosed with autism, and she opens up about that in our episode in season three. And I just thought it was really interesting to hear it from the perspective of a mother with two young kids, how to manage, you know, autism, I suppose, with two young kids. How do you manage the chaos of that and the chaos of kids? It's a really interesting listen.
But yeah, so the autistic thing, like, it's tricky. Like, I haven't really spent any time on my own with the two kids because it's really hard. My brain doesn't really know. For example, like, if there are multiple sounds happening, be that music, you know, the way when you are driving the car, you're listening to the radio and you have to turn down the radio to figure out where you're going, even though,
oh, I know what you mean. Yeah,
that
yeah.
shouldn't have anything to do with you looking at,
or like
what,
when you're
the name of the street.
The driveway, you'll always
turn down the radio. It's like that all the time, except I can't turn it down. So I can't choose what my brain focuses on. And that means that it's really good if I'm interested in something. It means I can write an entire TV series because that is what my brain is interested in.
Right.
But if somebody tries to talk to me about their dog, or their cat, or pets, or football, or something I'm not interested in, I don't know what the next question is. Like, my brain, I can't pretend to be curious. I can't pretend to be interested. So things like going to the hairdressers, you know, all that where you have to do like social small talk, that's really tricky.
Or like sensory things as well, right?
Yeah.
How do you do in the car with the kids?
We have iPads.
I find that really hard.
Have you gone forward facing with an iPad yet?
We have the iPad, yeah.
Yeah.
And we've tried the forward facing as well. Like, I mean, we just do so many long journeys, but it's torture. You've got the radio, you're trying to focus on the road, you've got a screaming child sometimes.
Yeah.
That's difficult. Like, you
it
know.
Is. It's really tricky. And so we just use, and then I do feel the pressure of like, oh, no screens before whatever age. And I just feel like I'm a better mother. These children are going to feel more loved and have a happier childhood if I am regulated. Yeah. And sometimes that means Miss Rachel.
I know. And I also think parents know, you know, people know their own kids' levels of what they can deal with. And, you know, if they're comfortable with them watching TV all day long, then that's fine. That's their choice. You know, I just think we shouldn't be
beating
telling
other
people what to do. You know, we
for
should
sure.
try to help each other, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember first when I brought up the idea of a screen, you're like, yeah, it's fine. And I was like, oh, the guilt, you know, and then I came around to it and it helped and you move on and you don't feel guilt anymore.
Yeah,
you know? And then I pass that on to the next person.
But it's also not as if you're like delegating your parenting responsibilities to an iPad. You're absolutely not. I've seen you with Jude.
Yeah,
like, you coming over to my house with Jude is such a break for me because Rory and Bees are obsessed with you. You play with them. You're so interactive. Like, everybody needs a break. And if that's an hour,
it's like a calms them down sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Which is good. But how do you find, I suppose, in relation to being around the kids, how do you manage your autism in those scenarios?
Sometimes well, and sometimes not well. Like, it depends on what's happening. Like, sometimes if there's a lot of shouting, there's a lot of meltdowns. Like, I remember when I was breastfeeding Billy and Rory was only 15 months. Like, in my head, she was so grown up, but she was still a baby, like, when he arrived. So he wanted me, and he needed me because I was feeding him. And then she wanted me, of course. And sometimes I would just feel like, if another person touches my body today, I'm going to go orbital. Like, I'm going to be like Sandra Bullock in Gravity. I'm going to go into orbit. And so in those situations, because I know myself quite well, I have ways that I can regulate. But it did mean, like, asking Noel, having a childminder, like being able to hand the children somewhere so I can just like go into a quiet, dark room for a minute and just take a second.
But I think you were so good at that, like to be aware of that. And then also, as well as managing all that, to be able to keep on top of your career. We were chatting before we started just about, I asked you, how did you do that?
Yeah.
From the get-go, like you did, you kept your podcast going right throughout, you know.
And
a newborn.
We talk about those things as if they're like, you know, like kind of something worth praising. I think that was a little bit crazy, but you know yourself, we had a sponsor that was locked in. Mm-hmm. They wanted...
We had work commitments.
Yeah, I had work commitments, work, like, yeah. And I'm freelance, so I don't get a chance to... Mm-hmm. And then the Walsh sisters, the TV show...
Can't wait to talk about this.
Well, it's just that was greenlit, as in we got the money from the thing to go into production the week before Christmas. And Billy was born on the 19th of January. So like I had wound down the podcast by the time he was born, but I was heavily pregnant because I had to get that finished because I knew we were going to go into production. So I had 3 weeks of maternity leave and then I went into
I remember production. Having these conversations with you actually. It was really early days. Like, how am I going to tell them this, you know?
Yeah.
And you were scared to.
I was scared to tell them that I was pregnant, or that these things were... But, you know, like... If they want you enough, they're going to wait.
Yeah.
And if they can't wait, they're going to have to... Like, you just have to figure it out and make it work.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.